But not everyone was interested in following the Puritan's strict rules, especially when it came to sex.
In the midst of these Puritan colonies, along came a very charismatic and interesting libertarian by the name of Thomas Morton, who started up a colony of a very different kind. Thomas Morton traveled to the United States with the interest of starting up a fur trading company. And he's from Devon in England. And Devon is known as one of the sort of last enclaves of pagan celebrations and pagan thinking.
Unlike Puritans, pagans didn't follow strict rules about sex. For them, sex outside marriage was a holy act that brought you closer to God. Religious celebrations included consumption of alcohol and group sex. So for Morton, the New World had a different set of rules.
The guy came over to get lucky, probably in every sense of the word. He wanted to get rich quick, and he sets up his colony right down the road from the Puritans. And he says, "Dude, where's the party?" So Morton sets himself up as this lord of misrule.
Morton's pagan background allows him to easily connect with the Native Americans. He begins incorporating them into his fur trade, selling them weapons, and even has sex with their women.